Hello and welcome back to the Nerdament Podcast. My name is Hayden. I'm here as per usual with one of these two.
Normally you go first.
Yeah, someone say something.
No, you're alone.
Okay.
Hayden's here talking to himself.
I'm doing those other voices as well.
Yeah, they can't hear us.
Hi, my name is Aaron.
And my name is Victoria.
That's not what I sound like, bitch.
Close enough. That's what you sound like in my head. You sound like me doing a female voice.
That's a something.
Something all right, that's for sure.
I don't even know how to tackle that.
I would like to shout out somebody, okay? After we post these episodes, I go on, or after I post these episodes, I go on later that same day and see how many people have done it in the first few hours. I have downloaded it in the first few hours and stuff.
I was about to say, a lot of people have probably done it in the first few hours.
No. We're not starting off like that. Okay. But every single one of these episodes, the first download is from San Jose, California. Okay? So whoever you are in San Jose, California, I know that you download us first. Every like Thursday.
Sounds like a
wait, hold on. Are you threatening them?
Thank you.
And we really appreciate it.
There you go. Next time leave the
appreciation. Yeah, just start off with
the death threat.
No, it's not really a death threat. I mean, not yet.
It kinda sounded like it though. You essentially were like,
we appreciate your download and your continued support of the podcast. You and everybody else who does it every single week. Really appreciate it. Steadily growing our audience here every single week. We get slightly more downloads, so it's pretty nice to see.
That's exciting.
I think they just come for the interruptions that are done by Miles and Phoenix.
Yeah, probably.
Because even though you guys can't see the dogs, I just feel like you guys know they're here.
You can get the serotonin by hearing.
Yeah, and you can just hear their panting, and you get all happy.
Hey, I made a joke before this started about this being an ASMR episode.
Yeah, and there might as well just this in the background. See?
Welcome to Nerdament ASMR.
Welcome to Nerdament ASMR, hosted by Phoenix the dog. She's licking the tripod holding the microphone.
Why do you have to keep messing with the tripod?
I don't know. She's weird. You're a weird dog.
She has a voice and she wants to use it.
Sure she does.
She should just use it.
Yeah, just use it, Phoenix.
We allow you to.
Mm. We allow anybody to have a voice on here, unless you're Donald Trump.
Well, anywho, moving on.
Yes.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's see, there's probably something else. About the same time we started this podcast last year, Aaron and I were thinking about writing our own comic books and such. The problem is that we aren't good at art.
Yeah, no
way. At all. And we don't have any close friends that are good at art. The only way
to creating characters.
Yeah, we're good at creating characters, and we can write the stories and stuff. We just need it to be put on the page. We have our own website. You can actually find the podcast on that website. It's canyoncomics.shop. But yeah, you can see we have other people's books and stuff on there. We really want to do our own. If you know an artist or you are an artist out there, go ahead and email us at nerdament@gmail. Get in contact with us on social media like Twitter or Instagram. The hardest part about finding an artist to work with us is that we are looking for more of a partnership where you make half of the money that comes back from sales of your book that you work on. Not necessarily a per page agreement.
Yeah.
Which is all you can find on people on Instagram or Facebook mainly. We're looking for somebody who's we have a lot of ideas for a lot of different characters and a lot of different books. Book series, and we intend to write all of these books. We just want someone to help with the art. And I mean, like I said, you'll obviously have your name on the front page right next to ours, and you'll get obviously full credit, like I said, and then you'll get half of the profit from when we start selling the books. So Also, you'll get a like a commemorable first edition print issue.
Yeah.
Of your art. Yeah, of your art and our book. And also, I mean, you get published. Mm-hmm. So you become a published like comic book artist. So if you ever have aspirations of working like, for, you know, Marvel or DC or Image or Dark Horse or, you know, any of these big time
like, this could be a good place to start out.
Yeah.
Or a good place to help start out.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know an artist or you are an artist, just kind of get in contact with us at nerdament@gmail.com or Instagram, Nerdament Podcast, Twitter, Nerdament Podcast, Facebook, also Nerdament Podcast, any of those. And we'd love to kind of have that conversation with you. But right now we have a different conversation to have.
One that's going to include a lot of yelling.
A lot of yelling, some animosity, death threats maybe. We started this podcast almost a year ago with 128 separate characters, and it's actually more than that because I made a mistake when I was making some of them, and some of them were accidentally teams.
So we started this podcast with around 164 different characters.
And we're now down to three.
Today we make it two.
Yeah, today we make it two. And then next week we make it one. The ultimate fighter superhero person
in the contest of champions.
In the contest of champions, every single one of them, claim no title. Matter if it's Black Panther, Swamp Thing, or Spider-Man that win this tournament, they would all lose to Mosaic anyways. So congratulations to whoever wins this tournament.
I don't know, Mosaic only beat Spider-Man once.
Yeah, because he can only, I looked it up because I was curious, because I have his, you know, I have all his original series.
Yes.
And I'm looking to get him graded, at least the first one.
Hmm.
And I was looking at it, and I was looking over the character again, and I rediscovered that he can only, like, he can only do it once.
Yeah, so that means he would lose to Peter
But
Parker.
he does remember all of the...
He remembers everything.
All of their memories, and their he can use their powers for a time after that. But, yeah. He also, like, he's intangible, so he's
he does have the other body, though.
Yeah, but nobody knows where that other body is.
Maybe it's in the Hudson.
Maybe it's
somewhere. Maybe Mosaic drowned a long time ago.
Maybe. He's a ghost.
Yeah, basically.
If you don't know who Mosaic is, you should definitely look him up. His name is... What's his name?
I can't remember.
Morris Sackett.
Yeah, but it showed up back in 2016, right?
2016, 2017. One of those two.
Yeah.
Morris Sackett is his name.
Yeah. One of the most recent superheroes that joined the Inhumans in the X-Men War showed up during Secret Empire.
He actually showed up first in Inhumans versus X-Men.
Yeah.
And in that first comic book, he single-handedly beat, who was it?
Cyclops and Magneto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cyclops and Magneto. He beat them both. In his first appearance, so
yeah,
pretty cool. I like the character. I wish they would use him. I like his powers. There is a big drawback to his powers, which is always a good thing when you write in a superhero or you have a superhero in general. You need them to have a weakness.
Yeah,
and I mean his powers.
Do you think Superman has so many?
Exactly, his powers are extreme. So he needs an extreme weakness, which would be that he can only take powers or
also they can only they see him afterwards.
They see him after he like possesses them.
Yeah.
So yeah, big drawback.
Yeah. Check out Mosaic. Mm. Get Marvel to make another addition to the series.
Yeah. I want more,
please.
But yeah,
have we done all the chivalrous things?
Yeah,
the Annie Wolf things.
Zack Snyder.
Oh, the Zack Snyder thing.
Yeah.
But we can't reveal too much.
Well, we don't have to reveal too much. Aaron, what did you think out of 10? What would you give the new Justice League movie?
Out of 10? Okay, you need to say what's a 10.
10 is Infinity War.
Infinity War?
And a 1 is...
I would put Endgame above Infinity War.
1 would be...
Fantastic Four.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I would have wanted Fantastic Four.
The sequel with Michael B. Jordan?
Yes.
Like the reincarnation?
Yeah.
You'd say that's worse than Wolverine like,
Dude,
Origins?
That is the only superhero movie that I got, after, like, 20 minutes in, I hated.
Dude,
it's the only
X-Men
one I
Origins
hated
Wolverine
watching.
Is bad.
Yes, but I was younger, so I didn't hate it explicitly.
It's bad, yes.
Okay, so if one
both
is...
both of them are ones.
But if one is Fantastic Four and 10 is Infinity War, where is Justice League and Zack Snyder cut?
Probably 7-8.
Victoria?
I'd say probably an 8. I'll go with 8.
I'd say that is a marked improvement from the original Justice League, which is a solid 3. I feel like a 3 is better than most people would give the original Justice League.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I actually didn't, like, I liked the premise of the movie. I just wish it was better.
wish it was better.
I wish the characters were written better. Mm. I wish the story was written better.
It really makes you realize after watching the Snyder
Cut. If you watch the Zack Snyder Cut, you'll be like, oh, that's what that movie was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what that characterization was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's much better. So I'm going to give it also an 8. Hmm.
It's still a flawed movie, don't get me wrong. Especially in the one part that I talked to you all about extensively, and how in one scene... you can see Atlanteans breathing, just random air. Foot soldiers, like breathing oxygen. In the very next scene, Wonder Woman says they can't do that. That's one of my problems with the movie that drove me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, one of my problems with the original was Cyborg and Flash,
and
in this one, and they made it better.
That's fixed.
They fixed that one for sure. Yeah, the ending was too long.
Yeah,
the 20-minute the 20-minute end.
You know the ending, the end.
Yeah.
Before like the last scene on the lake, okay, like you know what I'm talking about.
On the boat.
You know what? No.
Not on the boat.
No.
The house.
No, between the house and the boat.
what was it between the house and the boat?
The
cell.
No. Okay, it was in the
setting.
It was in the original
city setting.
Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, the lake scene.
No!
It's connected
that was
to the
no,
lake.
That was not post-apocalyptic. What happened right before that?
Yeah, the death metal.
Yes, the death metal part.
Injustice thing.
Yes. Did you know that was filmed in Zack Snyder's backyard?
Yeah. I heard Zack Snyder was told not to film anything new for the movie, and he did it anyway.
Yeah, that was filmed in his backyard. I found that out today.
Okay.
Anything else comic book related? Falcon the Winter Soldier came out.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing first episode.
Good episode.
Excited for the next episode.
Oh, I forgot. You guys probably don't know this because I saw it on Instagram. Mm. Guess what comes out on Friday?
What?
Falcon the Winter Soldier.
The first 3 episodes on Amazon Prime of Invincible.
Oh.
Oh.
That's exciting.
As in the guy we covered all the way back there? With mustache.
With a mustache.
Guy. Dude, Omni Man.
Yes. Played, voiced by J.K. Simmons.
Omni Man's voiced by J.K. Simmons.
Yes, sir.
Dude!
This Friday.
Dude,
this Friday.
The black hole of a mustache.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
This Friday, first 3 episodes on Amazon Prime.
Wow.
Real exciting.
Dude, I didn't even know that was a thing, but now I want it.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. Anything else?
I think you covered, like, everything.
Alright. Aaron?
I already put poison in your cup, so we should be good.
Let's get this on the road, then.
For those of you all that haven't watched this podcast before, me and Hayden created 128C Tournament, and we've already went over that. Used the 4 comic book companies, Marvel, DC, Image, and Dark Horse.
Mm-hmm.
We are down today to a DC-Marvel matchup.
The final DC Marvel matchup so far.
Yeah. We have the last DC character against one of the last two Marvel characters. We have in here Spider-Man versus Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm. And we've been kind of building this up because it's Aaron's favorite character.
Overall.
Versus one of my favorite characters.
Yes. Should we describe what I'm wearing?
Aaron is wearing his normal Spider-Man getup.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Spider-Man socks, Spider-Man shirt. It's like a jersey.
It's like a gamer jersey.
Yeah.
What is that? Dark? Is that Dark Horse, actually?
Is that Dark? It's Team Pegasus.
It's not Team Pegasus. Liquid, isn't it? Team Liquid.
Yeah, it's Team Liquid.
Team Liquid, but it looks a hell of a lot like Dark Horse.
Yes, it does. I'm wearing a Spider-Man Homecoming jacket. put into a jacket instead of a hoodie. And of course, I have my little Lego minifigure Spider-Man. And I also keep forgetting every time we do this to go get my Spider-Man glasses out of my backpack.
Well,
my Edith glasses. It's
too late now, isn't it?
Nope.
Nope. It's too late now. The door is closed. All right. So
now we got the glasses.
That sets the scene. Who wants to go first? I'll go first. Okay. All right. So I got Swamp Thing, the last remaining DC superhero. He has defeated anybody in his path, including Wonder Woman. Easily. Comic-based. Easy victory.
Okay, you don't have to rub it in.
Yeah.
I didn't. What did Wonder Woman do to you? You know I love Wonder Woman. Come on now.
What did she do to you?
Just
chill. Chill! Alright, he came out of the...
Is it because of the theme?
He came out of part of
the...
He
just kept playing the theme over and over.
Out of the part of the bracket that contained Dr. Fate, Mr. Miracle, himself, and, who was the other one? One of my other favorites from DC.
Spectre.
He came out of all of those, including defeating Spectre in the quarterfinals. Or the round of the Sweet 16. He don't play. Obviously we've talked about Swamp Thing, I don't know how many rounds now. But dude, like, is so feared and is so respected in the DC universe that not even the devil steps to him. Nobody comes to mess with him in his swamp. Or on Earth in general. He is not Shrek.
I was just going to say that you said swamp, not that.
Swamp. So, nobody wants to mess with him. On planet Earth, he has designed an entire dimension. And he is full lord control over that dimension. He has 100%... how do you say this? He can build his body back from nothing. What is that called? Regeneration?
Full Deadpool.
He has 100% body regeneration. His soul is pretty much unkillable. He has defeated anybody in that you could possibly think of that is super powerful in the DC universe. Superman and Wonder Woman at the same time. Even Batman in one move. He's more of a force of nature, pun intended. Than a superhero. What else can you say about this guy, dude?
I was just gonna endorse his TV show once you're done.
Good TV show.
Yeah, I was gonna
real nice TV show.
I was gonna endorse it more.
Really dark.
Yeah. Zack Snyder's Justice League.
It's literally dark.
Yeah.
All the time.
Like, if you watched Watchmen and Zack Snyder's Justice League, these are dark filters.
Yes.
This one is literally
dark. It takes place at nighttime.
All the time.
All the time.
Yes. But it is on the CW and the DC Extended Universe, so it's kind of hard to get to.
It's on HBO.
Okay. It's on HBO Max as well. But it's rated as at a 92%.
Really nice.
It's a great series. The only reason
it didn't have a sequel... second season is because it got canceled before first season even came out.
Yeah. And then everyone got mad.
For money issues.
Yeah.
Also, the Blue Devil's in there. Yeah. Who the Blue Devil is? He's pretty cool.
Yeah. Phantom Stranger was in there twice.
Phantom Stranger. They even teased his main villain for the second season,
What's his... I remember his name's kind of ridiculous.
His name is so dumb. Arbormaster or something like that. It's so dumb. It's just like a drier version of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't mean dry like in personality. I mean like his body is like made of drier plants.
He's the desert man.
No, he's like made of dead wood and stuff.
That is really lame.
Has Aaron found his name yet?
Give me a sec. I found a picture. I'm going through.
Let me see the picture just to remind myself.
Get you in a second.
Wow.
His real name is Jason Woodrow.
Yeah. And it's not... Dr. Jason Woodrow.
Yes, yes. Jason Woodrow.
Dr. Jason Woodrow?
Would you do it for
no a Klondike bar?
Yeah,
no.
I'd do anything for a Klondike.
Calm down.
Okay.
And what is his? What is his? I know. I'm trying. Name?
They've only given me his actual name.
Oh my goodness!
Even though his actual name is Jason Mudrew, it's Floronic Man.
Floronic Man. Yes.
Which is a weird name to have as a villain.
It is. It is really dumb.
It's not as bad as
Dinosaur Vegetable Mineral Man.
Wait, what?
From
we've Doom talked Patrol. About him before.
That from Doom Patrol.
He's got, he's like one half of his body or a third of his body is made of like diamonds.
Yeah, like one hand.
One of them is like one arm is like a plant vegetable looking thing. It looks like a celery.
Yeah, and then he has a velociraptor head
and his normal head at the same time.
Dinosaur Vegetable Mineral.
Yeah, what a terrible
insanely
guy.
Ridiculous.
He tries to immediately go start doing crime and gets arrested.
Yeah, in the show.
But by, like he get his human head gets bitten by his dinosaur head.
Yeah. He tries to rob a convenience store.
This yeah, guy so. Sounds like he has a lot of problems.
Didn't he put a, he put stockings on the dinosaur
yeah,
head?
Yeah, he did. He put
so
like
they
a
wouldn't
sock
recognize
on
him or whatever.
They wouldn't recognize that he's the only dude with a velociraptor sticking out of his shoulder.
Yeah. He is an idiot.
Yep.
But it was nice because it was like a side thing where he's like, oh, by the way, this guy is happening right now.
This guy's in prison.
Yeah. He tried, like, the dinosaur head attacked his other head. Yeah. Aaron. Your introductory.
Spider-Man. He's the most popular character in the world, at least shown by numbers. If you like other characters better, cool. Good for you. Spider-Man is overall the most popular, highest grossing character of all time. He's the everyman for all of us. The first superhero to be fully a child instead of a sidekick. Now, we all kind of know his backstory. No parents, dead uncle, gets bitten by a spider. But he also founds Parker Industries. We've talked about this multiple times. And is a certifiable genius. And when he wants to go hard, he will kill everybody in the room if he has to. And that's him without morals. Also has an indomitable will, meaning that this fight will not go on until Peter Parker physically cannot go on, which is also incredibly hard to do. Because he will find any sort of way to do so with his powers. That being said, I'm going to draw attention to two things.
Phoenix laying on the microphone?
Yes.
Come on, Phoenix. Okay. You extra.
Should yeah, so extra. I love her.
Yeah.
Just keep going, Aaron. I'm going to see if it's still plugged in.
Wait. Phoenix. All right, we're good.
Okay, all right. I'm going to draw attention to two different things. One, I'm pulling up the symbiote suit.
In this battle?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're choosing to draw off of?
I'll double it.
Okay.
Or should I start with the other one? Because the symbiote suit is known for amplifying his other abilities. I'll start with the other one. Okay. I am pulling out basically the ace in the hole.
Mm.
The Captain...
Captain Universe?
Yes, the Captain Universe suit, which amplifies all of his senses, all of his powers that he normally has. Also gives him full matter manipulation and energy manipulation, and also... a solidified webbing that he can control the shape of. It's like unbreakable.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So now he's on par with the Swamp Thing then. That's cool.
Yeah. Add in the symbiote, connect the symbiote to Captain Universe, and you get a dope design for one.
Here. Yep. First of all.
Yes.
That would be freaking dope. Because he's got the circles on it. So that everything would be black and white. And like you know how like it's a gradient?
Yeah.
Like his chest is a gradient, so it would be like black with stars to white.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. But would the Captain Universe Universe mantle like accept the symbiote onto the suit?
I mean the Captain Universe mantle is not as picky as Spectre or anything. So it'll be more like okay.
Okay.
Okay, man.
Okay, Boomer.
It's not as like fully as accepting, I don't think, as the bands that Quasar has. The quantum bands, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have the age. Something. It was a long time ago.
One of those.
There were a lot of characters in between.
I think it's definitely probably quantum bands feels right, so yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah, but Captain Universe is definitely not picky. It's like, oh, you have the powers? Yeah. Cool. So with that, that enhances his abilities even more so. The spider sense allows him to feel everything in the universe, so nothing Swamp Thing will do is a surprise. All of his senses, he'll be able to see and hear everything around him. Also, I want to raise right off the bat, Swamp Thing does have a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
It's weakening the green. And given the fact that he has cosmic powers and can jump dimensions and stuff like that, Captain Universe Spider-Man could be able to go into the green and manipulate the matter of it to start dying.
Yes, but...
And that can weaken.
You just... Like, the other character in this fight can also jump into that dimension and then strengthen it back to where it used to be because he also has matter manipulation. Continue.
This is gonna...
Keep going, dog.
Yeah.
Keep going.
But with that, there's... Basically, he's weakening Swamp Thing. And we already said Swamp Thing can't be beaten physically. So, you know, cosmic Spider-Man's going on here. The whole reason he beat Wonder Woman was because she was a physical fighter.
Mm-hmm.
You really lose my train of thought.
Yeah, well, Miles farted and it smells bad. So.
Yeah, it really does.
Damn, Miles. Are you leaking? Is that what that is? Jesus.
Also.
Yeah.
I want to, given that he produces cosmic level energy, that means that it is extremely hot. Meaning that it can burn Swamp Thing's physical form. And that doesn't necessarily have to, kill Swamp Thing. But if he does it concentrated enough for long enough, then that could get Swamp Thing out for long enough. That could make his physical body not there for long enough. Because at that point, Swamp Thing will have to regenerate from the green. And if it takes long enough for him to regenerate, then it's a TKO.
Mm. Yep. Keep going. I haven't seen anything that would actually cause him to lose.
Well, no, it's a TKO.
Hold on.
This is my first two premises that I will argue in this. That's my opening.
Okay. Let me just check something real quick.
We use this short break. Phoenix, don't lay on the mic.
You got her all excited. This is your fault.
She's getting excited anyway.
She's pushing the mic over.
It's because you looked at her.
Yep, stop looking at her.
What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Feeny is actively attacking him.
Okay. Alright, so you know how long it takes him to, if his body's fully disintegrated or burned, to regenerate?
Yes.
No, do you know how long it takes?
I'm assuming it takes like almost instantly.
It takes long enough for his soul to enter the green, which is where it inhabits and lives regardless. And it takes all of that time for him, his soul, to go back into the green and then, like, appear as if he had just transported over there. So basically, like, you burn his body and then his other one just, like, appears.
Does it appear in the same spot?
No.
Does it appear in the green in a different dimension?
No, it reappears out of the grass. Next to where you just burned him alive.
So why doesn't Spider-Man use matter manipulation to destroy all the grass in the vicinity?
Because Swamp Thing could just use his own matter manipulation to create the grass back. Mm. Or at that point, he doesn't even need it because he could just come from... Stop licking the microphone, you weirdo! God, you weird dog.
Lay down.
He doesn't even need to necessarily come out of the grass. He can just come out of the ground because green inhabits everything on Earth.
Unless the green was weakened.
Yeah, in which case...
matter manipulation and energy burning.
Yeah, but then he also just changes the matter... He matter manipulates himself and then changes it back.
Hmm. This is a weakness that Spider-Man can exploit.
Yes, you know what else he can... Like, you know what Swamp Thing can do to exploit Spider-Man?
Hmm.
So, obviously shooting him with lasers and, like, cosmic powers, sure, it disintegrates his body until another one pops up half a second later.
Hmm.
Or, like, it causes, like, a hole to go through him, but then you know what that looks like. He just instantly reforms and closes it.
Yes. That's part of the thing I'm saying. If he, with it continuously reforming, then it has to reform from somewhere. And that somewhere is currently getting burnt by cosmic level energy.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it would basically just continuously burn him.
Until, what is something the Swamp Thing could do, since he controls every living, like, all living life through the green? Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait, he did this in the TV show, so I know that he can do this. He can create, like, a cage, right, to go over and encapsulate everything.
Like
he did it to those people that he found in the woods.
Yes, but that was a relatively small cage.
Before brutally ruining their entire existence.
Yes.
We
also just kind of spoiled something.
That was not really. I didn't tell you who those people were. Hey, there's a big green guy out in those woods. Let's go shoot him, because that's what we do as human beings. You knew that was going to happen in the show, Aaron. Eventually somebody was going to try and shoot him with a gun. Okay. By the way, guns do absolutely jack shit to him.
Yeah, that's why I'm not talking about guns.
They quickly found that out.
That's why I'm not talking about guns.
Okay, so my point is that he can shoot all this cosmic energy and these cosmic rays and shit as much as he wants.
Hmm.
You're just going to have to deal with the regenerating Swamp Thing, the 7-foot-tall, 600-pound regenerating Swamp Thing right in front of you, until he makes himself half a mile tall and weigh 150 tons. Okay? And is just as fast as he is when he's shorter. This guy, earlier in this very tournament, defeated Spectre, who literally grew to the size of two universes and held them apart physically. Swamp Thing beat that guy earlier in this tournament.
You know, Captain Universe is a cosmic level
being. Yes, I understand.
Yeah, meaning that size means nothing to him.
Okay.
Also, Spider-Man's entire, like, mentality going into a fight is not to be the muscle, not to be the bigger one, so he knows how to fight something bigger.
Hey, is this a one-off fight?
A one-off?
Is this a one-off fight? There's only one of these fights?
Define.
Like, there's only one of these fights? It's not like a best 2 out of 3 or anything like that.
Yeah. That's what we've been using.
What is Spider-Man's record in one-off fights or first fights?
All of those first fights, he was not knowing. All of those first fights were done basically by surprise whenever he was going by his daily life. This one, he has the preparation of his second fight, which his levels at that are win.
Not always. He still loses second fights. Name a second fight?
Yeah.
Thanos.
Yeah, so you're bringing up when plot demands that all of the superheroes do, like, all of
the... He's probably lost a second fight to somebody.
It's the general story plot structure. Lose, learn, win. Mm-hmm. Adapt, conquer,
well, overcome. I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter. That's not really the necessary... That's not necessarily the common plot structure. If you're somebody like Swamp Thing, where you just win.
Tell me nobody has put him in the ground.
He can go in the ground whenever the fuck he wants.
You're telling me nobody's knocked out the Swamp Thing.
It is insanely hard. There's a reason that nobody messes with him. Like, you know this. And in Justice 2, it was a big deal that he even showed up.
Hmm.
Because most of the time he doesn't even care to show up, because it's boring to him and it has nothing to do with what he does, which is just protecting life. Well, right now he's about to end a life, so... Yeah.
If all he's cared about is protecting life...
Dude, if Green Goblin can kill Spider-Man or defeat Spider-Man, you tell me that the King and Emperor of the Green can't?
Okay, one, Green Goblin was fighting him back when he wasn't Captain Universe, yeah, and wasn't Symbiote, okay, and was also okay still in high school.
No, when he two died, when he died, in, when in the Miles Morales like universe. In, like,
college.
Yes.
Yeah, and still
after,
was not
after Symbiote. He unleashed, like, his full
also,
powers.
Also, Green Goblin didn't beat him nor kill him.
He just got tired?
No, Spider-Man.
He died of exhaustion and blood loss.
Spider-Man got shot from a separate fight, fought, like, several villains throughout New York, and then killed Green Goblin.
Aaron, if Swamp Thing...
And that's also the less powerful
if Swamp
Ultimate
Thing,
Universe
If Swamp
Spider-Man.
Thing, which has been proven, if Swamp Thing can defeat both Superman and Wonder Woman at the same time, Spider-Man is a non-issue.
Yeah. So then, this is... We're not talking about the typical underestimated Spider-Man.
Aaron, this is going to turn into a cage fight, and... Swamp Thing is not Bonesaw. Okay.
That was also, if you're going to reference that was Beginner and not 616.
Yeah, but it was funny.
Spider-Man's
cute
no...
Cute outfit. Did your boyfriend buy that for you?
Spider-Man's no stranger to cage fights. Cage fights suit him best.
Yeah.
And me, I remind you where we're fighting.
Yeah, cage now.
What's the location?
New York.
Yeah, New York. One. It's we included that so that, you know, it wouldn't be a total like shoo-in against Swamp Thing with Central Park, but there's all that's barely anything in New York. That's really nothing of Manhattan. And also, what is New York to Spider-Man?
Home.
He knows every street, every rooftop. He knows that entire place better than the back of his own hand.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about
home turf.
This is his home turf on every single level.
Well, if you really want to talk about home turf, the entire Earth is Swamp Thing's home turf.
Except he operates in a swamp. He operates... Swamp Thing refuses to go into cities.
Yeah, because he doesn't like people.
Yes.
First of all.
And he doesn't like it when they kill the Green. So he would actively refuse to go to New York.
I think in reality, if these two characters were to meet in real life, they would respect each other.
Oh yeah, they would absolutely love
each other. Yeah, but this isn't reality. We're talking about Swamp Thing fighting to the death, which he cannot die.
Also, I'm going to pull back. Remember Dr. Manhattan?
Yes, I remember who Dr. Manhattan is.
Remember in Infinity Man?
Yes.
I can't remember if this was part of the thing with Infinity Man.
This is round two, by the way.
Yes. But Dr. Manhattan versus... who was it? He fought Infinity Man.
In the second round and lost, yes.
Yes. You remember why he lost?
Because he didn't care.
Yeah, he got bored.
Yes.
Because it wasn't in his single purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Spider-Man... We know Spider-Man's operated without morals before.
Yes.
We've seen him go off the hinges and kill his villains in, like, later versions of him. Like, the one time Venom attacked his daughter. And then he brought an entire warehouse, burning warehouse, and impaled Venom and let him burn to death. We know about that. If Swamp Thing is there to protect life, after the... person he's fighting puts off enough of a fight, wouldn't he stop and wonder why he's doing it? Because this entire fight's just going to start destroying life.
Yes, this is true.
And it's a detriment to his protection of life.
You know what else he protects? The Green? The Dimension? What is something that you yourself said the Spider-Man would do?
I said if.
What did you say the Spider-Man would try to do?
I did not say would, I said could.
You said that he would try and weaken the Green via matter manipulation?
If he wanted to, yes.
That's a threat.
But also knowing Spider-Man, that's a last resort.
Yes, but how long is it going to take to get to that last resort?
It's Spider-Man.
So
it's going to take a while. Again, he has an indomitable will. He will keep getting up no matter what. But if he does not attack the Green, with Spider-Man being... a absolute genius and tactical genius, will know not to do that because Swamp Thing's main interest is not to kill people, but to protect life.
Mm-hmm.
So if they keep this fight going enough and Spider-Man does not attack the Green, then what's Swamp Thing's motivation?
Something is not like Dr. Manhattan, where he just gets bored and leaves.
But he is impartial.
But he also, if somebody steps to him directly in a threatening manner, he becomes... It doesn't really matter what side he's on anymore. You're now threatening him because he still thinks that somewhere inside of him he is still human. And humans don't like to be threatened.
Well, I mean, So
he's not leaving this fight.
He's not human, though, is he?
No, he's not, in reality. But he still thinks a part of him somewhere deep inside is human.
Yes, but the longer he is one thing, the more impartial he becomes.
Yes. But it's not like he gets more powerful the longer he is Swamp Thing. It's one of those things where he became Swamp Thing, he is now as powerful as he...
Yes, but as he understands the power, he loses his humanity because he's in isolation.
A little bit, yes. But he's not in isolation here. There's another person. And this other person can't step to him in a threatening manner.
Well, I mean, that's because Kat made them.
Also, where did... if you want to talk about, him only staying to fight if the green is in danger.
Hmm.
Where is Swamp Thing going to pop up in this fight?
Yeah, Central Park.
And you know Spider-Man's going to... So this fight's going to start in Central Park?
Somewhere in that area.
Yeah, so there's your threat to the green. Because he himself is the green, so if there is one thing shot at him, then it's go time, baby.
Spider-Man is also not an idiot.
No.
And he constantly deals with the idea of pulling fights away from places.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling them away from civilians, for number one. Even when that villain, that person that he's fighting, genuinely wants to be in that area, Spider-Man is a master of pulling it away from it. So he'll pull it away from Central Park. So that, and he'll pull it into basically his own turf.
Queens. You know. Queens.
Well, I mean, you could put it in Queens, but also, I'm just saying, General Manhattan. Super tall building Manhattan.
Yes.
Which Swamp Thing cannot generally fly. He can alter his size.
He can grow wings.
He can grow wings, okay. I forgot about that. But
remember
he
had, that crown and he had wings?
Yeah, it's really cool. I forgot about it, though.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a really cool visual. In that fight, Spider-Man, as Captain Universe, can obviously move faster. Also, he is a web swinger that can catch up to Silver Surfer.
Mm-hmm.
So, that alone. And then his flight boosts his speed.
Okay.
Meaning that he is much, much faster. He can outmaneuver Swamp Thing.
Is he ever going to have to punch Swamp Thing?
No, that's not. Because he knows Swamp Thing can't be beat physically. Because we have the preparation.
How is he going to beat him?
Most likely the TKO. Or Swamp Thing realizing it's not in his interest.
I've already covered the Swamp Thing not realizing it's not in his interest, so we can move past that. Mm-hmm. I've already covered the TKO, yes. Which we can move past that.
You have not covered the TKO.
You tell me there's not trees in Manhattan somewhere.
Mm. Well, of course there is. There's
Central Park. Boom. Look what just dropped out of that tree.
Mm.
And Swamp Thing. He was hanging on the tree, apparently.
Like Florida.
Yeah, like The Incredibles.
What?
He's the cat in the beginning of that. Yeah.
I'm just distracted by the fact that you went to Incredibles.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's the tree with the cat, and he picks up the tree and then he starts shaking it. Yeah. The cat, Swamp Thing.
Yeah. But we also know that Spider-Man being Spider-Man, he's not going to get hit. Nothing Swamp Thing will do.
He doesn't have to hit him.
And what does he have to do?
The same way he beat Batman.
Which was?
Or Wonder Woman.
Which was?
Take a punch.
So you're saying that he tired out Batman and Wonder Woman?
No.
Basically.
I'm saying he beat Batman in one move. Like I said earlier. And he beat Wonder Woman the same way.
Okay. By punching them?
No.
By what?
They punched him. He opened himself up and then trapped them in there.
Hmm.
And then they're right here, right in front of him. Now they're done for.
Hmm. We've already established that Spider-Man won't punch him. He'll keep his distance. Because he also has incredible accuracy, by the way.
He's going to keep his distance until Swamp Thing gets him trapped in that giant arena, which he... something so powerful that Spider-Man may not even realize that he's in an arena.
Hold up. Back it up again. Spider-Man's spider sense allows him to sense everything in the universe. Mm-hmm. His sight and hearing allow him to see and hear everything.
Yeah.
Nothing can surprise him. He'll know it's a cage.
I mean, also, something could distract him by creating minions. Yeah.
Dude.
That's a distraction at the very least, isn't it?
Yeah, but again...
To keep him from Swamp Thing, all Swamp Thing has to do is go like this. Like, he just has to raise his arms, boom, 3 miles away, like a 50-foot wall of tree and like plant matter, and then he can slowly like move it in and make it taller.
Again, a distraction is literally meaningless to this version of Spider-Man, because not Captain Universe allows him to sense everything so that nothing stops him. And then advance that with the symbiote, so distractions won't work. He'll always know where Swamp Thing is.
He doesn't. Swamp Thing at this point doesn't really care, because he's not, like I said earlier, he is 7 feet tall and 600 pounds. You think it's like stealth is part of his game plan?
Well, with the distraction, yes.
Dude, all he's creating, he's slowly, dude, he's making the storm from Fortnite. That's what he's doing. He is slowly causing the arena to shrink towards himself and push Spider-Man towards him to make it a closer fight. And then all he has to do is catch him, which he's done to the most powerful superheroes in DC.
Also, Spider-Man has the webs that he can change the size and are like unbreakable.
Yeah.
I'm checking to be sure it's not like unbreakable and is unbreakable and it's just straight up unbreakable. Give me a sec.
Searching the internet. Oh. How is that 47?
It's
47? Wow. Time is flying.
His webs become harder than adamantium.
Okay.
Adamantium.
Okay. Remember in Injustice 2 when Swamp Thing was fighting? You remember what one of his moves were?
Injustice 2 is a different universe.
It's the same Swamp Thing.
Yeah, but
he has the same powers. He just happens to be the only way we can, like, I can visualize and describe what I'm about to say.
Hmm.
Where he just goes into the ground and reappears over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember how fast he did that?
You're talking about Hayden.
Yeah, I'm talking about, you remember how fast he teleports through the green.
How fast is it between a trigger being pulled and a hammer hitting a gun?
Split second.
Spider-Man moved out of the way before that.
Yeah.
In that time frame.
But I'm saying, like, if you were to get entrapped by Spider-Man's unbreakable webs, he'll just melt into the green and reappear somewhere
and
else.
I've actually thought about that when I was thinking about this earlier. Unless it's a bubble. Like, since Swamp Thing is flying, if Peter's able to create a bubble around him, he can't go into the ground. It won't cut him off from the green cosmically, I guess, we call it, because it's a cosmic power. Right?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't cut him off to the source of his power, but it would cut him off from reaching the green of the Earth.
Mm. But the green is an ever-existent alternate dimension that surrounds everything.
Yeah, it's not going to cut him off that. Like, no. That's what I'm saying. But so, he can't physically alter the green. Like,
but
that.
Why doesn't he just slip into the alternate dimension, which is with him all the time, and then he just reappears?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a knockout move.
Or just, like, reappear, takes everything with him, and then changes the matter in the other dimension.
What's stopping Spider-Man from changing the matter?
Him also changing the matter just back.
Yeah, we're reaching each time. This is like the third or fourth time we're reaching him fast. We're just like, well, they're gonna change the matter. Well, they're gonna change it.
We're gonna change it. Victoria,
do you have anything you would like us to explore?
Honestly, no.
You think everything that has been said, like that could have been said, has been said?
Yeah, honestly.
Do you want to make closing statements? Just kind of summarize our arguments.
Spider-Man is strong. He is extremely powerful with the symbiote suit and the Captain Universe suit and powers. But he does not stand a chance against a cosmic level entity and emperor over an entire dimension. The Swamp Thing, who is so feared in DC Universe that nobody wants to mess with him. That is all.
So, Spider-Man. You all know and love him. We talked about him several times in this.
Many times.
We're doing closing statement, not opening statement.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay. So, closing statement. So, with Spider-Man, we're not talking run-of-the-mill Spider-Man that attacks people physically, swinging around, the one we always see. We're talking about that. All of that agility, all of that equilibrium, and the spider sense added on to a cosmic level being, and then amplified even further by the symbiote. Putting him on par in power with Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man is arguably smarter than Swamp Thing. He's outthought all of the best thinkers in Marvel, especially in practical knowledge, and in combat tactics. He constantly knows. He'll constantly do his research. He is dedicated to doing this. This is basically the second fight for him, because all the first fights are by happenstance. Spider-Man has the ability to TKO him, and Hayden never really put forward a way Swamp Thing can beat Spider-Man. Other than the whole enclosing his fist with Spider-Man would not punch him.
Yes, I did. I went through that whole thing where he creates a wall and slowly gets the fight, moves the fight towards him.
And we're talking about a being that can burn away the
green. We're talking about another being that can just reform it.
Yeah, but not before Spider-Man. We also talked about Spider-Man moving faster than him.
Barely.
It's because he's a cosmic being.
Yes, also, they're both cosmic beings.
But anyway, Spider-Man is fighting in his home turf. Spider-Man knows all of this and is
prepared for Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing is also fighting on his home turf.
Swamp Thing specifically avoids... Swamp Thing specifically avoids cities because he hates them. But we are talking about Spider-Man's own city that he operates all the time. He has expertise in getting somebody away from what makes them powerful. Spider-Man... He knows how to beat him. He's done all of this kind of stuff in premise, and basically, if he just keeps burning him away, he could TKO him in the end. And as a last resort, he can weaken the green while simultaneously burning Swamp Thing. But he likely wouldn't, and likely would make Swamp Thing realize that this is kind of pointless.
Swamp Thing is not as fickle as Dr. Manhattan.
Yes, I'm not saying, and also Spider-Man has the indomitable will. Once this fight starts, he will not stop. Neither will Swamp Thing. But will be on Batman and Superman.
Swamp Thing will stop when Spider-Man is knocked out, but that's it. Victoria.
Both of you assume he's knocked out. He'll be.
Spider-Man has been knocked out before, more often than Swamp Thing.
Takes a lot of stuff.
Yes, it does. It takes a lot for both of these, but it takes less for Spider-Man.
Again, you keep treating it like he's the normal Spider-Man. Victoria!
Yes.
Yes. Keep in mind we're not talking about normal Spider-Man.
I understand.
Keep in mind we're talking about a person, the character who defeated the Spectrum, and Wonder Woman.
I also
And understand. Superman. I and
also,
Batman.
I also understand.
We are talking about the character that beat Squirrel Girl.
Feared by the devil himself.
Well, you say that. Kind of. Dude, God himself came down to Spider-Man.
Yes.
To get him back on track.
But you know the devil.
What is the point of calling on me if you're just going to continue to
go back? We were going to go for the conclusion.
Fine.
It was sort of arguing.
Victoria.
Yes.
Okay. So, with everything that has been said, and everything that you guys continue to argue about, I have come to the conclusion that I think that we have had fun run, but it is time. And I am sorry, Aaron, but Spider-Man loses.
Yes!
Explanation.
So the explanation...
We won.
Okay. So the explanation behind this is that I do recognize everything that you brought to the table and, like, everything that you said, but like Hayden said, they are both going to be fighting at a cosmic being level. He did disprove what you said about, like, hitting Swamp Thing in the green, because he basically, like, found out that Swamp Thing could reappear very quickly, so that doesn't completely KO him there. And then also, like, he has beaten very powerful people, and he did use your own argument that you have used with Spider-Man before, which is that Spider-Man's whole thing is that he, you know, learns, he comes back.
Oh, yeah, but that one, this is the second fight, because the first fight happens just by chance, the second fight happens by preparation.
But this would be his first fight with Swamp Thing.
It would be by preparation.
But it would be his first fight with Swamp Thing ever.
On a technicality, but also he knows about this.
Aaron, this is a long tournament.
I understand that this is going, what I'm about to say.
Oh, no, I understand that Spider-Man loses. Yes. I just want that very specific part.
No, that's what I'm about to talk about. Okay. I understand that it's a surprise thing, but how many times has Spider-Man fought Dr. Octopus?
Well, he's fought him several
times.
He's only
fought him first once, right?
Mm.
But he's fought him so thousands of times.
Yeah.
Spider-Man has not only lost once in those fights. Now, I understand what you're saying is that they're surprise, surprise, and it's at different times. It's a random
he's
time.
Not prepared for
it. And he's not really prepared for it. But he should know how to beat Dr. Octopus. What does Dr. Octopus do? He evolves his fighting tactics, creates new, like, he prepares himself to meet Spider-Man and surprise him and beats him. Spider-Man is not the only character in this fight that's preparing. Swamp Thing is also preparing for this fight. So basically you're looking at, like, a first fight in which they both prepared, so it's just a first fight.
Oh, okay.
Feeny, hold it. Until we're done.
If you want to go to that, then the first fight, in this instance, Dr. Octopus prepares, evolves his tactics to beat Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man is not prepared and loses. Dr. Octopus is still prepared, and oftentimes keeps preparing for the second fight. Please let me finish. And is continuously preparing for the second fight, and then Spider-Man prepares too. So both of them have prepared for the second fight, and Spider-Man wins.
Dr. Octopus is really dumb for a smart guy.
You're the one that brought him up here.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm just trying to let you see, just because it's not the first fight.
I'm saying that on
doesn't
premise.
doesn't mean that he won't lose.
I'm just saying that as a premise.
But also
the first fight, second fight thing is kind of a concept. It's just the it's kind of the stat, because as you said, he's only fought Dr. Octopus once.
It's like a plot thing.
It's a kind of like the background. We've given it the name of first fight, second fight, but the background of the fight is the thing that matters. And the thing that gives it that name, kind of like the whole tropes kind of stuff. But the first fight, second fight thing, it's named that because the first fight is one that happens by surprise, and he's not prepared for it. The second is the one that he is prepared for. So, being that he's prepared for this fight, even though it's technically his first fight, it's in, by definition, in the background of it, it is a second fight.
Up until this time, Squirrel Girl was unbeatable, and she is no longer in the tournament.
Yes.
So, yeah, that is all. We're now down to two.
Yes.
We have ourselves final two.
Do you have
two.
Any more to your explanation? Or...
No.
Because I kind of cut you off.
No.
Okay. So now we are down to our final two. Coming out of the left-hand part of the bracket, we have the number 180, I want to say 18th, 118th seed.
Wrong, prepared. Zeus, your first fight.
I want to say it's like 118. Hold on. I have a picture of it. 113th seed, Black Panther, versus the 118th seed.
Oh, they're so close together. That's nice.
Swamp Thing. By the way, there's that picture on our Instagram of, yeah. of Swamp Thing with a crown and wings.
Yeah, keep forgetting about that.
Yeah. But yeah, we got 113 and 118.
It's weird.
It is a little bit weird.
It's like a weeping willow.
What was the point? What was the point of giving yourself feathers if you're made of plant?
Dude, it's Swamp Thing. You know he wants to look badass.
Anyway,
he's got some inner part of him.
We of cool. The 118 seeds that we started with, our final is consisting of 113 and 118.
Yes, the middle of the bracket.
Yeah. What happened to those 112 characters that were supposedly stronger than Black Panther, and the 117 characters
getting into
yeah,
this?
Yeah, was he beat a lot of them?
Huh.
He was the underdog in every single fight that he was in. Yes. Both of these characters were the underdog in every single fight that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
And now we hear, and I guess Swamp Thing is the underdog here. He's the lower seed,
mm-hmm.
but you know.
For those of y'all that might think I am very calm for mm-hmm. having my favorite superhero lose. I'm internally livid.
You can see fire in his eyes.
Yeah. I'm going to be arguing about this for a very long time.
Yeah.
And be very salty. But that being said, I thought Spider-Man was going to lose two rounds ago.
To who?
You know how... What actually changed that was, I lost. Remember when I was fighting for Hercules? Oh,
yeah, and then I gave you the win.
Yeah, you... No, I lost.
Mm-hmm.
With Hercules to America Chavez. If I won with Hercules, Spider-Man would have lost.
You think Spider-Man would have lost to Hercules?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's tried to fight Hercules before and couldn't make a physical dent. And actively almost broke his wrist. So it was kind of hard to me to take a fight against that.
Interesting.
So whenever America Chavez beat Hercules, I had a personal sigh of relief.
Okay.
And this actually makes him go a round deeper into the tournament than I thought he was going to. Right off the bat, I thought I can get him to the Elite Eight.
Mm, you got him to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Wow. Cinderella, right?
Yeah.
As for Black Panther, some may say that they were surprised by him being here. But in reality, I'm not.
Victoria, are you surprised by Black Panther being in our final?
Are you surprised that he made it this far?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. Are you surprised by Swamp Thing?
No.
I am, kind of.
Hmm.
Dr. Fate, Spectre.
That's true.
I'm surprised I was
able to... He came out of a really tough part of the bracket.
Let's just say I'm really surprised I was able to swing the him beating Spectre fight. That was surprising to me. I'm being honest. Really bummed about Yami losing to Franklin Richards in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Because I chose him to win.
Oh. Yeah, you did. Right from the get-go.
Mm. First episode.
That
he was in.
Yeah, and then Black Panther beat my choice for number
Strange?
One. No, Franklin Richards.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, as in terms of like upsets that we've seen in this entire tournament, and the biggest one obviously has to be Infinity Man beating...
Well, what about the very first round? The very first episode?
Spider-Man
and the Mask.
The Mask. Yeah, fuck the Mask. yeah, I mean, he had history with similar characters, so...
Slapstick.
Yeah. I mean, I think it has to be...
I tried to pull in this fight against Man-Thing, but
either,
I couldn't find a victory.
Either. This is going to sound really weird, because it doesn't... Right off the bat, it doesn't make... sound like a big upset, but Hercules beating Thor in reality
I'm still upset
in reality is probably a big upset. Mm-hmm. Just based off of all the extra powers that Thor has over Hercules. I thought I was gonna get the thing to beat Hulk.
I mean, if you just look at the power list, Conan versus Iceman.
Conan, oh yeah,
yeah,
that one is a little bit
just a physically enhanced man against a
dude.
Ice.
You know how strong Marvel says that Conan is.
Hmm.
They said it like they have a comic because What If is a What If comic.
Yeah,
it was Thor versus Conan.
Hmm.
That's the entirety of the comic, was just them fighting each other.
All right.
So that's how powerful Marvel feels Conan is.
No, I'm going to... No, no, I'll say that for the next episode. Okay.
Well, if nobody else has anything else to say, we have one more episode left of this season. It's going to be a good one. We got ourselves a matchup for all the Marvels here, everybody. It's a DC versus a Marvel character. This is the best we could have hoped for at the beginning of this tournament.
This is the winner of me and Hayden's last matchup before this podcast. Black Panther from the King of Wakanda.
Yep.
Versus
Swampy.
Yeah, Big Swamp.
The thing.
T-H-A-N-G. Swamp Thing, the protector of the green.
Coming to your airwaves in 1 week. Go watch Zack Snyder's cut. Go watch...
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Go watch Swamp Thing.
Watch Invincible this Friday. Go watch a... Go watch Swamp Thing.
Yeah, watch Swamp Thing and Black Panther in preparation.
In preparation, yeah. You know we will. Yeah. Hit us up if you're an artist or you know an artist. That's about it. See everybody next week. Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.